Hello everyone and welcome to JFG Tonight. We will be reviewing the audio leak about Getter, the Getter CEO, who claims that Miles Guo, the Chinese billionaire, was not so much involved in the administration of Getter, but the audio in the back scene indicates the contrary. In fact, he's saying, "You are good CEO, good CEO. You is a really good gentleman. We need to learn from you." It's hilarious to see that ultimately this old Jason Miller being the CEO of Getter is all a front for what I didn't even know, but Getter apparently is a rehash of an already failed project by Miles Guo. He had done a website called Getter with an E, and then he had made another version of it, and it's all from his video platform. So this is really Miles Guo, the Chinese billionaire in exile, who's currently in the US and who's hanging out with the likes of Steve Bannon. It is this guy trying to reawaken his social media software that he had developed in two other projects that failed. That is what Getter is. Grapes Coda says, "Get the fuck out of here." And he phrases outer just like Getter. Yes, okay, I get your play on words. How are you doing, people of the regular chat? Edward Norton remembers Meatloaf, the star in Fight Club, who was this big guy. Meatloaf has died. To us, he will always be Bob. Sprocket was saying he died from COVID-19, but he was an anti-mandate advocate also. But they don't say it in the article. Sprocket was wondering why they don't say it. I have no idea. Maybe it's not confirmed. Maybe the family, as someone else pointed out, maybe the family just didn't confirm. In any case, Meatloaf has died. It's one of my favorite movies, Fight Club, a very important movie in my view. I've once done in-depth analysis. I don't know if it's still on the internet though. Gray says, "I watched some of that Tim Pool / Gab show after JF spoke about it on the Spencer show, and I have to say it's very boring. Maybe it got better after I gave up." No, I mean, it's true. Tim Pool, the Timcast IRL is something I watch often, but it's not as good as it could be. And, you know, a personality like Andrew Tarba on there didn't pull much. And it's very often what happens. Because once you've watched a single Timcast IRL, you watched all of them. It's limited. Of course, it's a result not necessarily of the lack of talent of Tim. It's a result of there's lots of things they can't discuss. There's lots of jokes they can't do. And so ultimately, you always have this center-right positioning and, oh my God, it's unbelievable what they're doing with the trans question. And, oh my God, a female competing against a male. It's always, it turns and round and round. And we used to do something different back in the blood sports days, but it's not possible anymore. Stephen Robinson says, "The faster BTC goes to 10K, the faster it goes to 100K. Yeah, it seems that BTC is in drop, so sorry for those who have followed me. And I've always said, you know, I'm keeping my Bitcoin. I think it's going to get to 100K. It seems to be getting the other way. But, you know, don't despair. The worst case scenario, as I've always said, is you wait until the next halvening. So what I'll do is I'll wait with my Bitcoin until the next halvening, or, you know, maybe the next big rise could be in a couple of months. I don't know. It all depends on monetary expansion and just the interest in Bitcoin. Inevitably, there's going to be people seeing the bottoms that we're meeting right now, or perhaps there will be lower bottoms. They will be seeing this as an opportunity, and then the price will rise again. So personally, I'm holding on to my Bitcoin, and I'm not going to sell at 36K. I refuse to do this. I don't need this money. I'm going to sell when it's 100K or more, no matter when that happens. prior COVID infection, more protective than vaccination. Okay, during the Delta surge, a US study reported by the CDC by Reuters. Well, I could have told you this. You know, we knew this would happen, whether it was Delta, whether it was a future wave. If you vaccinate so many people, eventually the virus evolves away from the main means of vaccination, the main means of immunization. So if there is a higher percentage of people in the world that are vaccinated, it is just so much more likely that the virus will evolve toward avoiding their antibodies with respect to the antibodies of the naturally infected. But now we have finally a confirmation. Before the Delta variant, vaccination resulted in better protection, but in the summer and fall of 2021, when Delta became the predominant circulating iteration of the virus in the United States, surviving a previous infection now provided greater protection against the subsequent infection than vaccination. So yes, this is a principle that we have no issue discussing about when we talk about bacteria. If you apply an antibacterial agent of any kind, you favor the evolution of bacteria that can avoid this antibacterial agent. There is literally no reason, there is absolutely no reason why this wouldn't apply to viruses. You'll often get leftists say, oh, well, this is for bacteria. This is for evolution, you fucking idiots. And it would happen to viruses, it would happen to humans. Like, if you do an environmental stimulus of some kind that kills certain humans, the humans that will come after this will be better adjusted to the environmental attack that you've made. Stephen Robinson says, JF, did you see the Japanese study today about ivermectin having a 100% success rate when applied early? No, I haven't. You'll have to send me this study. I'm currently preparing an article for arguably.io. So do send me this study, because I would like to make a complete repertory of a complete catalog of all of the arguments for ivermectin and against ivermectin. I've been having fun today on the definition of sex. So if you guys want to join me at arguably.io, that's the website. I've added, I believe, the link in the description. Yes, it's now in my list of websites in the description of each video. So I've been talking about the definition of sex, and I've been presenting various definitions of sex and why they matter to LGBT arguments and those people who argue that sex is not binary. So what I want to set up is a database where not only you'll have the arguments, but you'll have the various definitions on which they rely. So it's like, if you define sex that way, you can make that argument, but then you're wrong on these other arguments. And I want a total database of all interconnections between pieces of knowledge. Chef Marv says, JF, how cold is it where you are now? Around Montreal, it will be below -30°C tonight. I haven't seen a number like this in years. Oh yes, we are very cold here. The heating is working hard. I don't know what's the exact temperature, but probably below -30°C for at least for the last 5 days. It's been extremely cold, but it's totally fine. We have good heating and we're doing fine here, me and Mama JF, enjoying life in the North Pole. Join me on Entropy. It is my favorite platform for super chats. It is the right place to send me your questions tonight and to support the show. The question on the survey tonight is, will Getter be outcompeted by Truth Social? Do you think that when Donald Trump comes up with Truth Social, that it will take over Getter? I don't even know that Truth Social will survive ultimately, because of the tension between freedom of speech and the app stores, and it's unmanageable. Either you you aren't really for freedom of speech, or the App Store will eventually, or if and if you are, the App Store will eventually ban you. You can also You can also use the support option below the video. Odyssey has a great system for cash super chats, but for this you need to sign in on Odyssey and subscribe to Stripe through your account settings. What's the status of the coronavirus pandemic in the US? The Omicron wave has slowed down. Look at this. It doesn't mean that it won't peak again, but what it looks like is that this was an extremely high rise, but also high drop wave. Omicron was a very tight wave. I don't know at what speed. It doesn't have to slow down as quickly as it rose, but it can. Because here we have people acquiring natural immunity, obviously, above whatever immunity they had already developed to previous infection or through vaccination. And so it seems that Omicron will have been a very tame, and although it led to a lot of cases, these cases don't tell you about the dangerosity of it, because look at this. The deaths aren't as high as previous waves. They are basically as high as the Delta wave, but with 3 or 4 times more cases. So that's the Omicron wave. What else do we have? Oh yeah, so let's get into that leak. First, before the leak happened today, there were memes developing around Tim Pool being the place where Gab went to knock down Getter. Yesterday, Andrew Tarba was on Tim Pool. So we got an insight into Andrew Tarba. Essentially, he's still the guy that he was years ago and wants to offer free speech and preserve free speech for the internet, which was a given almost, more than 5 or 6 years ago, it was a given, but now it's a line of last defense. We are stuck with so much censorship, so much control, that Gab has become an exceptional thing rather than the norm. And so Andrew Tarba doesn't seem to have advanced projects in terms of development. He's just continuing what he's been doing, which is preserve free speech, have a social media network that works, and have, of course, a parallel economy system. Surprisingly to me, he didn't talk about the lawsuit that he wants to initiate against Dan Bongino and his parallel economy trademark. So we didn't get to hear about it, at least not in the parts I've watched. And he talked most importantly about how Gab is based on the US Constitution. If it's legal by the First Amendment, it's legal on Gab. An interesting take. There was an argument around pornography, because Gab does ban pornography, and there's a good question about whether pornography is protected by the First Amendment. But I think that Andrew's point is valid. He says, try to go film pornography in the park and you'll see that that the First Amendment doesn't apply to pornography. And he's kind of right. It's true that you couldn't benefit from a First Amendment protection if you were to do pornography in the park. And so pornography is not available on Gab. All right. You is really good gentleman. That is what we can hear in the Getter audio leak. I've tried posting the show of tonight on Getter. Let's see how long. Let's see if there will be a request to ban me and if I will lose my account. Let's test the free speech at Getter to see if we can make an audio leak about the hidden and shadow leader of Getter, who's not on paper. He's not leading the company on paper. But when you read the Mother Jones article, Leaked messages show Getter in crisis mode over Joe Rogan criticism. You realize that Getter is the brainchild and the baby of Miles Guo. And that's why these center-right personalities like Steve Bannon and others have been and again talking about China, 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 and how the CCP is evil and coronavirus is the CCP virus. And I was like, this is bizarre for a bunch of populist Americans. Like, are you guys even Americans? You're posing as American conservatives and you keep being obsessed about China. And I realized that essentially there is this guy who's a political dissident in China, very much anti-CCP, and currently in America under asylum. And this guy is feeding these guys with money to keep their center-right, pro-Trump, anti-communist party positioning. It's not that I'm for communism. I'm against communism. And so I guess I'm against the Communist Chinese Party. But at the same time, I realize as an American that it's not my business. And it's very bizarre to me when Steve Bannon keeps insisting it's the CCP virus, coronavirus. It's like, you're not in a war against the Communist Party. You're mostly in a war against the Democrat Party. And we have in this article the whole history of Getter. Ultimately, Getter was inspired by previous version. One of them was called GTV. So Getter was hosted on Guo's streaming video site, GTV, before it was launched as a new corporate entity in July with Miller at the helm. At the time, GTV was under federal scrutiny for holding an unregistered offering of its stock and faced a cascade of lawsuits from investors who alleged they had been defrauded. GTV and other firms tied to Guo were later fined more than $500 million by the Securities and Exchange Commission. The Chinese government, which has sought Guo's extradition, has also charged him with various corruption-related crimes. Guo has denied wrongdoing and said the charges are politically motivated. From the start, Miller claimed that Guo had little involvement with Getter, telling the Daily Beast that Guo had no formal role and not contributed any money and was not part of the day-to-day operations. Miller later told the Wall Street Journal that Getter's investors included the Guo Family Foundation. But he claimed that Guo did not have a direct financial stake. So there is a long history of how Getter came to be, and it's mostly failed attempts at starting social media by Miles Guo. Now listen to this audio in the context where we know that they've been claiming publicly that there is no link between Miles Guo and Getter, that he's just an advisor. Now, he's giving orders, and he's saying to Jason Miller, yes, I'm happy about what you've been doing. Do this, do that.
Yes, we doesn't care. That's the misunderstanding. There's no problem, Jason.
He's talking about Joe Rogan bashing Getter for faking the user follower counts. And he's like, this is no problem, Jason.
Joe Rogan's big help us.
Joe Rogan is, I don't know what he's saying. It's very hard to understand, but is big over us? Or
this, we are friends.
We are friends.
We don't want to do any bad thing to this guy.
We don't want to do any bad thing to this guy, talking about Joe Rogan. That's almost mafioso. It's like, what are you suggesting? That we could have wanted to do bad things to him? No, we don't want to do bad things. We want to be kind, kind, kind.
We need to respect him. Just talk to him, explain to him what has happened, where the data is moved to from the Twitter.
We need to talk to him, explain what happened, and talk about how the data was going to be moved from Twitter. Now, that is very interesting because this order was followed by Jason Miller once Jason Miller was on Timcast. On Timcast, Jason Miller defended the view that his faked follower counts were due to the fact that there was a backend software being developed that aimed to transfer the Twitter followers to people so that when people end up on Getter, they are automatically following their stars. And this is exact. We now know that when Jason Miller made this argument in Timcast, it was at the request of Miles Guro, because here he is requesting it. Let's re-listen again to that part.
What has happened, we are the data is moved to from the Twitter.
That the data, what has happened is that the data was going to be moved from the Twitter. That's just how much Jason Miller is a puppet of Miles Guro. Even his arguments that he spouts are not even from him. They are from this Chinese billionaire.
The guys don't understand us.
The guy needs to understand us, talking about Joe Rogan.
Okay, we solved the misunderstanding. Everything can happen.
Okay, we solved the misunderstanding. Okay, that is... Sprocket says, who calls it the Twitter? Apparently, Chinese billionaires do.
We must be keep gentleman style.
Keep it gentleman style.
No fight back. That's we are friends. We need to respect him. Yeah.
Well, of course, that all follows. I don't know what was the what is the alternative to what Miles Guro is suggesting here. You're gonna go after Joe Rogan? You're gonna have Steve Bannon do cancel culture on Joe Rogan? How does that work? How do you make it happen? Thomas O'Ward is talking about... No, do not do this, Thomas O'Ward. Do not violate rules like this. By the way, Odyssey is not a totally free speech platform. There are terms of service here, and we will apply them in the chat. In fact, one of our mod was banned from Odyssey. Stop violating the rules, especially if you're one of my mods. I do not want any trouble. I will not remod you guys if you keep making statements that are in violation of the rules. Don't do it. You're putting me in trouble, potentially, and we benefit from a higher level of free speech here on Odyssey than we did elsewhere on YouTube. So enjoy, but don't abuse it. Now, I wanted to say yesterday, or was it 2 days ago, someone requested that all of the links that I use in the show be available. I'm happy to announce that they are available. They are on every description of the show starting 2 days ago. I've been dropping the link. You click on it and you get all of the articles that I'm illustrating, for example, today, including the Mother Jones article. The link will become available at the end of the show, just like the MP3. So now you can watch the show in MP3. You can listen to the show in MP3 if you're on the road. You can also access all of the articles I'm using. The two links are in the description below. And it's essentially jfg.world/ and then the number of the episode, like 427 for today. .mp3, you get the MP3. .html, you get all of the links that I've been using in the show. And there was a second audio recording. Let's keep listening.
Yes, that's why I love you. You is 100% gentleman.
You is 100% gentleman. That's why I love you, Jason Miller. Good boy, good boy.
Really gentleman. Master Bannon and the Miles Guro not really gentleman.
Now, not clear to me how he refers to himself, but he says, I'm not as good as a gentleman as you. And I don't know if he says Master Guro. So is it this weird relationship between Jason Miller and him where he has to call him Master? Or does he say Miles Guro? Let's re-listen. It's either Master or Miles.
Yes, that's why I love you. You is 100% gentleman, really gentleman. Master Banu and Miles Guo not really gentleman.
I think it sounds like master. So does Jason Miller have to call Miles Guo master?
Big gentleman. You is a super gentleman.
You is a super gentleman.
That's why you don't have the extremely enemy. Miles Guo is the too many enemy.
Miles Guo has too many enemies. He's talking about himself on the at the third person because that's Miles Guo speaking. So Miles Guo has too many enemies.
And Steve Kim has too many enemies.
They make too many enemies easily.
We are easy to create.
We are easy to create enemies.
It's the enemy. That's why we are tribal.
That's why we are tribal.
Some part we are good. Some part is a disaster. We need to change. We need to learn from you.
We need to learn from you. He's basically saying to Jason Miller, you show us how to charm the American people. You show us how to be a gentleman because we are tribal. We are not gentlemen. We're dirty players. We need to learn from you how to get your little tie and your little face on Timcast to convince the American people. Essentially, Jason Miller and this whole crew around him are being used as some kind of a Trojan horse to the American mind, and specifically the conservative center-right mind. This is kind of creepy, and I don't know. I don't know if I feel good at all about being on Getter anymore. I'm going to have to think about it because I have to be on platforms that my fans are on. But it doesn't seem like my fans are particularly on Getter. And it seems like there's this creepy attempt here where this crew of center-right personalities are getting paid millions or whatever they're getting paid to serve Miles Guo and so that he can learn from them. What's the end game here?
That's a Sir Jason, really gentleman.
That's sure, Jason, you're really a gentleman.
That's why you're a good CEO in Getter.
You is good CEO in Getter.
Thank you very much. I learned a lot. Thank you.
I learned a lot. Thank you very much. So he wants to learn how to interact with the media in America. Jason Getter is as essentially been, Jason Miller has essentially been hired as a professor of mediatic relationship for Miles Guo.
For the Getter, you know, sacrifice your patient, and you are is.
For the Getter, you have sacrificed, I'm not sure, you have sacrificed your patience, or perhaps he has sacrificed his position.
Big benefit make it to Getter. Thank you very much.
To make it into Getter. Thank you very much. So, what can we conclude from all this? I find it extremely unhealthy for the American right to be in bed that much with Miles Guo. I'm going to say it straight. If it gets me banned from Getter, so be it. I don't need that platform that much. And honestly, I'm not getting much human interactions. I see like a lot of thousands of retweets on verified personalities there. They still haven't verified me. I'm a public personality. I'm an author. I don't know why all these other people are getting verified, but the thousands of retweet, I don't know if they come from humans, but certainly when I tweet there, no one answers. It's like, and maybe it's because my channel there is not developed, but I'm worried about this, and I don't need this. But I'm more worried even about the overall landscape of intellectual performance in America and how it's currently being subverted by a man who doesn't have identifiable interest with true American conservatism. This guy is approaching probably his life as a dissident of China and interested mostly in the fate of China. Of course, interested in the fate of America to the extent that he fled to America, but not as a as someone who contributed or who is fit to contribute to America as it is. Just that says, listening in at 2x, I cannot understand the Chinese guys at all, but at JF but JFG at 2x is perfect. Sprocket says, Jason Getter, you're sounding like Trump when he called Apple CEO Tim Apple. Well, he's so identifiable to this cause. In any case, very unhealthy, and this makes me raise doubts on the circle of interest that is existing in a part of the American right. You know, Steve Bannon, I've been respecting some of what he's done. I've been very hesitant at other times as he was probably going ahead of himself on the question of the coronavirus and using very improper terms like the CCP virus. I don't know. I'm kind of neutral on the man, Steve Bannon, but the things that he's getting involved in here, the circle of friends that are being deployed here, they have dirty ways, and there are dirty, trackable interests behind them. And that's not good for the future. I can't wait for Truth Social to be out so that I can say, all right, Truth Social will be my window into the pro-Trump boomer. Then I will not have to be on Getter. IRS will soon require biometric data from taxpayers. I mean, this is kind of exaggerated as a title because they want to require driver's license and a video for facial recognition. I get it. You can make the argument that it's biometric data, but it's the photo of your face, really. It's what they have from the driver's license already. Sprocket says, John Drake, Rumble video controls suck. You can't skip with arrow keys. Yeah, Rumble has been in development, and it's not fully developed. That's why I switched to Odyssey rather than Rumble. Rumble still has this very 2005 type of interface. It doesn't feel right, the settings there, the looks of the website, and it's kind of painful to upload. I don't know if they've developed live streaming yet for everyone. There was some test of live streaming back when I looked at it for certain creators. Maybe one day we can move to Rumble if it's more viable than Odyssey. But for now, Odyssey seems to be on the track of defending creators much more strongly. World Economic Forum, a lady is surprised that people don't trust the elites anymore.
At Davos a few years ago, the Edelman survey showed us that the good news is the elite across the world trust each other more and more.
They trust what you're describing there is interdependency in the deployment of globalism. Whether elites trust each other is not a good news. It is the grip of domination and the grip of globalism extension being put onto the world.
We can come together and design and do beautiful things together.
Well, yeah, but look at what you did with COVID. You've essentially the fact that elites trust each other led the entirety of the planet, or at least the entirety of Western civilization, to go wrong in their approach to the pandemic. Good job. You trust each other. You can do beautiful things. You can also do coordinated, horrible things.
The bad news is that in every single country they were polling, The majority of people trusted that elite less.
Yeah, that's because you failed so much and you've played against the entire rest of people that they're starting to understand.
So we can lead, but at
we can lead, but no, leading. First, notice that she thinks leading is about the trust between elites. So for her, she's not leading the people. To her, leading is the kind of circle jerk that controls the people. So the fact that the people doesn't trust the leaders, to her, is not a problem of leadership. To her, that's a problem that needs to be solved so that people can benefit from the great circles of elite. Unbelievable that some people think like this, but I guess that if you make your way onto the World Economic Forum, that's probably how you are. Twitter erupts over image of Fauci's home covered in Fauci paraphernalia. Oh, God. Fauci picture, let's see here. Fauci has a Fauci portrait here, Fauci portrait here. This seems like this might be edited in. Someone edited in a picture of the very desk, essentially a meta picture, a fractal. What do we have? Fauci here. Okay, so Fauci is very proud of the visual representations of himself. The New York Times has changed its word for woman. People will remember pregnant persons, but how do you call a woman when she's not pregnant? That's a big problem. Well, they call them menstruators. Today, parents of Gen Zers benefit from improvements in menstrual technology. The clot pads of yore are not the clot pads of today. And period underwear, for example, is made of highly absorbent fabric without being bulky. New menstruators often turn to a parent for products and advice. Now parents can hand over more than a disposable pad or tampon, potentially rerouting some of the more than 15 billion disposable products that end up in landfills every year in America. I don't know. I don't know if I can make the switch, guys. Like, I've met this menstruator yesterday. Ooh, she was beautiful. It's like, I had a date with a menstruator. It was romantic. We went to a nice restaurant. I don't know, it doesn't feel right. Go away, says JF. Is the New York Times now calling men coomers too? Cooming capable agents. Canadian mailman with immunocompromised wife sent home for wearing a N95 mask while working. So this guy. So it is now known, by the way, that cloth masks have basically zero effect in terms of controlling COVID. It's like even in the lab test. Now, in the lab test, the medical mask still has some effect and the N95 mask still has good filtering effect. But the cloth mask has been demonstrated for a long time. I remember tweeting about this at the very beginning of the pandemic. The cloth mask is absolutely underperforming all other means of filtering the virus. And so this guy finds himself at Post Canada. He's working at the post office in Canada, and he needs to wear an N95 mask because his wife is actually immunocompromised, and things are really dangerous for him if he was to bring not just COVID back, but something like the flu back to his home. So for that reason, he actually wants to wear an N95 mask. But his bosses have said, no, you can't wear the N95 mask. We already have our cloth mask, official Post Canada cloth mask. and it's the only one we approve. So is forced essentially because society went so crazy. They wanted to uniformize everything in their response to COVID. He finds himself forced to a weaker alternative, while he would actually benefit from a stronger alternative, and he's willing to pay for it. He's just bringing the true N95 mask. His boss are saying, you can't. You have to wear the same mask as everyone, and it's the non-working cloth mask. Kyle Rittenhouse demands prosecutors return gun he used in Kenosha. Through his lawyer, Mark Richards, Kyle Rittenhouse has said he doesn't want the AR-15 he used to kill two people during the 2020 riots in Kenosha to end up on a mental. He also doesn't want it to remain in the hands of the prosecutors who tried to convict him. So apparently he wants the gun to destroy it. Quebecois foie gras is writing test, test. All right, Quebecois foie gras, welcome back. Do not get in trouble. I see your test. Do not get in trouble. CNN stays silent as a guest destroys Joe Biden. Let's have a look.
Scott, I read a piece that you just wrote, essentially saying this is Joe Biden doing what Joe Biden does.
Yeah, well, I never imagined how quickly this would all unfold. The person they sold on the campaign, the nice old, you know, moderate grandpa who just wanted to help everybody get along and compromise, is not what we got over the last year. He has no mandate really to do much of anything. It's amazing that he got a couple of things done when the mandate was really pretty clear. 50-50 Senate, a near 50-50 House, and a pretty close presidential election. The mandate was simply replace Donald Trump and don't do anything drastic or stupid. And everything...
Even from the left, that's what they wanted so much. They've been working so hard at this whole election, not so much because they were enthusiastic about Joe Biden. They were enthusiastic at just remove Trump, remove Orange Man.
Thing about this agenda is extremely drastic, and he's been angrier than I think people expected. He's been more divisive. He's been more partisan. You look at the issues. We built 5 years of coverage on Trump out of Russia, COVID, and democracy. The president at his press conference invites Russia to invade the Ukraine. We got more deaths under Biden than Trump. And now we have the president and vice president and leading Democrats question the legitimacy of the 2022 election. Are we?
Very good point. All of the things that were reproached to Trump, Joe Biden has done worse now. Joe Biden has done worse on the Russia stuff, if you look at it from an anti-war perspective, because he's peeking loose about the possibility of a Russian invasion of Ukraine. Joe Biden has done worse with COVID because there are now more deaths under Joe Biden than there are under Trump for COVID. And there is no sign that the practices pushed by Joe Biden or even the vaccine have stopped this pandemic in any way. And then Joe Biden, on top of it this week, has been questioning the potential legitimacy of the 2022 election. But do you realize that all of your fans on social media, that they've been rooting for the great institution that democracy is? I mean, they've reached a point where it's a bannable offense on Twitter, YouTube, to suggest that a given election was unfair. So by this standard, how is Joe Biden not banned from Twitter right now? Because he's suggesting that there could be foul play around the election. Jack Ma's Ant Group, implicated in major corruption scandal involving ex-CCP official. So Jack Ma is the owner of Alibaba, or used to be, I don't know. I believe he's on the run. Way back in 2019, long before Alibaba founder Jack Ma's fading out with the CCP, or we should say when the strains in their relationship were far less visible in the business press, we reported the following prediction from Heyman Capital's Kyle Bass that Jack Ma would be jailed or disappeared shortly after stepping down as Alibaba's chairman. When Ma abruptly disappeared after the CCP sabotaged the IPO for Ant Group, Alibaba's financial arm that had become widely used within the Chinese market, we feared the worst. And so it seems that a charge that has been known to carry the death penalty in the PRC has now been pushed forward. While shares of Alibaba have staged a modest comeback of their lows, Ma has unfortunately bounced from one troubling allegation to the next. The latest has arrived courtesy of Chinese state broadcaster CCTV, which has published a report implicating Ma's Ant Group in a wide-ranging corruption scandal. I don't know if we have to give any trust here to the allegation of corruption, but what that means certainly is that the Chinese Communist Party is going after this guy. They want to put charges on him that can be associated with death penalty. That's what I take away, whether there was an actual event of corruption. I mean, corruption in China is... the definition of it is whether the Communist Party dislikes you. Todd Criminal says, Jeff, he says this on Entropy. What's your take on the crashing stock prices? Will the stock market crash further, and should I sell all of my stock? Listen, the ideal would have been to sell your stock before, at the peak, of course. I won't tell you to sell your stock or keep your stock. The question is, are you willing to handle the potential risk of a complete drop and eventually a recovery? Because that's ultimately the question. Like, if the stocks were to continue dropping by 20, 30, 40%, would you feel forced at selling them then, or could you weather through the storm? That's the ultimate question you have to ask yourself. Personally, I've kept my Bitcoin, and I suspect that if the stock market fully crashes, that Bitcoin will also fully crash. But I believe that I can keep my Bitcoin up to the next rise. So I believe that I can weather through a storm of an economic crash. Now, there's two scenarios about a recovery. The stock market could recover right away, and the current dip could be seen really as a dip that got bought back. That's possible. Or the crash could continue, and we could get to know, let's say, in a couple of months from now, we would look back at the current event as the beginning of a large economic crisis. But in all scenarios, there's eventually a recovery of the stock market. There's eventually a recovery of Bitcoin. Whether it happens this week or in 6 months from now, a year, 2 years from now. So it's really never really advisable to be selling in panic. So I would consider these thoughts before you sell or before you decide to buy. And it's also dependent on where did you enter the market. Are you in massive profits that you're happy about? Or did you enter the market recently and you're already in the loss? This will also determine, because if you've been in massive profits and selling now or selling 2 weeks ago doesn't have much of a difference to you, then I guess you could sell and be happy about what you've accomplished. But selling when the market is already depressed and already showing worrying signs generally will get you into the worst decisions. And so it's generally not advisable to sell when everyone else is panicking. In fact, if anything, an argument could be made that today would be a good day to buy stock and even potentially to buy Bitcoin. That is, if you can believe that we're not already headed toward a huge crash. If we're headed toward a huge crash, what I'll say on this is huge crashes eventually end up in recoveries. It's just longer. Of course, it also depends on whether you have leveraged position that have cost to maintain. If you are in these situations, then yes, panic will affect you more. But if you really hold true bitcoins or true stocks, then time doesn't matter and you wouldn't mind waiting a year to get a better price, which is probably, or 2 years, which is probably what you're going to get. Proposed California bill would allow kids 12 and plus to be vaccinated without parental consent. This is something that this should worry you. If you live in any of these leftist states, they're going after children, and it's going to be vaccination, and in some states, it's already sex surgery. So they really want to find ways to stop the reproduction of your children without you getting a chance to consent. A proposed California bill would allow children ages 12 and above to be vaccinated without parental consent. California Democratic State Senator Scott Wiener introduced the bill late Thursday in Sacramento, giving young people the autonomy to receive life-saving vaccines, regardless of their parents' beliefs or work schedules, is essential for their physical and mental health. It's unconscionable for teens to be blocked from the vaccine because a parent either refuses or cannot take their child to a vaccination site. Whoa, 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 whoa. It's not about children not being able to get to the vaccination site, obviously, because you're suggesting that they will be vaccinated at some site. It's about parental consent. So that is an absolute red herring introduced in the legislation. They want to make it look good. It's like, oh, it's because certain parents don't have the time. Well, no. These parents who don't have the time could easily write a consent on a piece of paper and sign away the decision. But that's not what you're doing. What you're doing is you want to create a space in which the child can be isolated from their parents and can be socially pressured by their teachers and by nurses of the school and nurses of the vaccination site, because you think it's going to get you more vaccines into more arms. This is absolutely disgusting. It's a challenge to parental rights, to parental decision-making, and it's going to be the standard in leftist states. Go Away says, sorry, I missed the beginning of the show, but I assume you covered the death of Meatloaf. Yes, I did. Why are so many people nervous about whether I will talk about Meatloaf dying? It's like, this is an old actor from old movies, and he was also a singer, I believe. Didn't he have a rock group? How is that important? It's like, yes, I covered it first news today, but why am I being annoyed by 3 or 4 audience members on JF? Talk about it. I don't care, but I did it. I did it still for you. Not an actor, Dead Star says. Well, he was an actor clearly in Fight Club, and I think he's been doing a couple of other things. Maybe cameo appearances, you could call them. Joe Rogan details how anyone who doesn't identify as far left is now labeled alt-right. Yeah, that's the kind of discussion you get on these cuck shows. It's like, I'm tired. It's like, it's always a center-right saying, oh my God, it's unbelievable how we're getting called alt-right and we're not even alt-right. And this time it was who? James Lindsay? It's like, yeah, come back from it. You have political opposition. Yes, they're evil. Yes, they're going to lie. Yes, they're going to label you in ways that you don't consent. What are you going to do about it? And this was probably considered a comedic article, but it seems to be serious. This will be our last news item tonight. What if your fourth COVID shot could last forever? And they tweeted about this, one shot to rule them all. a reference to the Ring, the Lord of the Rings. Instead of cooking up new vaccine for each new variant, we could make one vaccine for all the variants. Well, that's not very clever. First, it's what people expected would happen with the initial vaccine. You failed. Second, if you do this, there will be eventually new variants that are not included in your super vaccine. Because all they're going to do with this is they're going to add the last three or four variants, and they're going to put them together, and they're going to say, oh, you're now immune against all COVID variants. But it's just going to be all COVID variants that have previously existed. It's not going to be future COVID variants. So eventually there will be a future COVID variants, which is exactly what happened to Omicron. Omicron is here among us, and it's probably here strictly because there were so many vaccinated people that a different variant with a different spike feature that was probably a trade-off, that was probably making the virus actually less efficient in normal unvaccinated blood, but perhaps more efficient in vaccinated tissues. That's what led to Omicron. So you're going to get the next letter of the Greek alphabet emerging if you vaccinate everyone with this fourth vaccine, or how could we call it? The fourth ultra dose, the fourth dose to bind them all to, well, as they point out, just like Lord of the Ring, one shot to rule them all. We'll get or be outcompeted by Truth Social. We have two people only who have voted. There's less and less people joining Entropy. It's a worrying tendency because I've been moving on Odyssey to, because I had the impression that the crowd was following us, and the crowd is following us in terms of number of viewers, but there are less and less people going at Entropy. And it's because probably because Entropy doesn't play the video in the window, but that causes a problem because that means less super chat for me. Will I have to go back to YouTube? I don't know. I'm going to consider this, but we cannot continue the show if we get these good audience member on numbers, but we're losing all the Entropy support. How am I going to survive without the super chats? I don't know. We're going to have to find a solution. In any case, for those who have requested MP3s of the show or links that I've been using in the news items, they are now available in the description below, jfg.world/427.mp3 if you want it, or .html. If you would like the links. That is it for tonight. Don't forget to join the Patreon or the Subscribestar to support the show on a monthly basis. Much love, and I'll see you all tomorrow. Thank you.